In our previous year, we quoted the Gemara's question of Masechta Erchin Daf Yoreh Mabeis, why we don't say Hallel on Purim. Rav Nachman, in answering this question, says, Kriyosoi, the reading of the Megillah, Zeh Hilula. The reading of the Megillah is in place of the Hallel. And by saying this reason, this opens up some very interesting halakhic questions. The most notable question is, let's say someone is in a place where he doesn't have a Megillah available. Should he say Hallel? So the Meiri says that based on our Gemara that says Kriyasa Zohilula, therefore, says the Meiri, if indeed you're in a place where you don't have a Megillah available, then you should say Hallel. Of course, according to the other reasoning that the Gemara quotes, that Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan, then it makes no difference. Hallel and Megillah have no connection. It's interesting to point out that the Rambam, in explaining why we don't say Hallel on Purim, quotes Rav Nachman's reasoning. He only says the reasoning because Kriyasa Zuhilula. It would seem that according to the Rambam, somebody who doesn't have a Megillah available should indeed say Hallel. However, the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Gimel Sif Katan Dalet says that the reason we don't say Hallel on Purim is because Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. And he doesn't quote the reasoning of Rav Nachman that says that Kriyasa Zuhilula. And therefore, it seems that according to him, even if you don't have a Megillah, you shouldn't say Hallel. So now we have a very big machlokes. So the Gemara that quives us two reasonings why we don't say Hallel, either because Kriyasa Zehilula or because Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan, we have a nafkamina, what will be if somebody doesn't have a Megillah? And therefore the Shalos Tshuvos Shivas Tzion Siman Chapeis says, if somebody doesn't have a Megillah, should say Hallel without a bracha. Then he suggests that maybe that's inappropriate, because he says that the Gemara says Kol Oima Hallel Kol Akara Hallel B'chol Yoyim Hareze Mecharef Megadif. So from here we see that you're not supposed to say Hallel when it isn't the time to say Hallel. So now we have a very interesting question. What should we do if you don't have a Megillah? Because even suggesting that you should say Hallel without a bracha is not so obvious. I did see a very nice vort. There are 166 psukim in the Megillah, and there are 166 words in Hallel, clearly indicating a serious connection between Hallel on Purim, Hallel and Megillah. But again, it's not so simple that one can say, it's not so simple that one can say, that one can say Hallel in the place of the Megillah. The Shari Tshuva in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Gimel has a very different understanding of our Gemara. He doesn't understand the Gemara. He doesn't want to explain the Gemara like the Meiri wants to explain. It's very clear that the opinion of the Meiri is that the Megillah was made instead of the Hallel. His opinion is that since we say the Megillah, once Chazal taught us that we have to read the Megillah on Purim, So they didn't bother saying Hallel. So what that means, says the Charet Shuvah, is that maybe Chazal should have required us to say Hallel on Purim. But they said, we're not going to require saying Hallel on Purim because we have the Megillah. So it turns out that there is no Hallel on Purim. And therefore, even if somebody doesn't have the Megillah, he should not say Hallel, not like the Meiri. And one of the rayas to this approach is that we know that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, there's a very big discussion. What do you do on Friday? What do you do on Sunday? Megillah, however, cannot be read on Shabbos. Why is the Megillah not read on Shabbos? Because there's a concern you may come carry the Megillah on Shul. But if Hallel could be in the place of the Megillah, so in such circumstances, shouldn't have Chazal said, read the Megillah, say Hallel on Shabbos? The fact that Chazal didn't say that is very much a proof that there is no din of Hallel on Purim. Even according to Rav Nachman, who says, Kriyosoi Zehilula. It's basically what the Prima Gadim says. The Chsam Sofer, in Shalos HaTshuvos Chsam Sofer, Or Chaim, Simnun Aleph, says, how can we say that Megillah is in the place of Hallel? The Shulchan Aruch, in Simnun Tov Chof Beis, paskins that Hallel must be recited always by Midah. We know that when we say Hallel, we know when we read the Megillah, the Baal Kairi stands, but most of the people sit. If the Megillah is in the place of Hallel, so how could you sit when there's Kriyas Megillah? So we see from here that Hallel, that Megillah is not in the place of Hallel. The Paiskim want to say it's not a compelling raya, because it could be, as we quoted the Shaarit Shuvah earlier, the Shaarit Shuvah says that Chazal said that maybe you should have said Hallel on Purim, but they came up with a new Hallel. The new Hallel that was said is the Hallel of Megillah, which carries with it its own very unique halachas. And one of the very unique halachas it carries with it is that you don't have to stand, you could sit. In a previous year, we spoke about the chiyuv of men in Mikra Megillah and the chiyuv of women in Mikra Megillah. And we spoke about if they both have a chiyuv, a mikra megillah, could a woman read the megillah on behalf of a man? So the stipler in Masechta Megillah, Simen Gimel in the Keilas Yaakov, wants to suggest that the chiyuv of men in Megillah doesn't just have a chiyuv Megillah. It's a chiyuv of Hallel as well. Whereas women's chiyuv in Megillah has nothing to do with Hallel, because Hallel is a mitzvah sasashas man groma, and women are potter from mitzvah sasashas man groma. Therefore, says the stipler, it's understandable why a woman cannot be mitzi a man in Kriyas Megillah, because the man's chiyuv is both Megillah and Hallel, whereas the woman's chiyuv is only Megillah, and therefore a woman who has a different type of chiv than a man can't be mitzi a man. I saw a beautiful vort from the Bnei Yisachar, which helps us understand this Gemara. He says, and this is very much in line what we're quoting from the Shaarit Shuvah as well. He says, our Gemara says that regarding the Megillah, Kriyusas a Hilula. And the way the Shaar HaTshuva explained that it's not that you spoke, that it's Chazal came up with a new way of saying Hallel on Purim. The way you say Hallel on Purim is the Megillah. Hallel, as we know it, is not the appropriate way of saying, the regular Hallel that we say all the time is not the appropriate way of saying Hallel on Purim. Why? Asked the Bnei Yisrael. If Purim is a time where we ought to say Hallel, why don't we say the regular Hallel? So says the Bnei Yisrael, because the nace of Purim is a very different type of nace than the nace we're accustomed to see. The nisim we're accustomed to see and thank Hashem for. The nace was a nace that was in Teva. As we all know, the Shem Hashem does not appear in the Megillah. Everything looked natural. We didn't see any obvious nisim. And therefore, it's a very different nace than all the other nisim. Our Gemara compares Purim to Pesach. Pesach, we saw the incredible nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on our behalf. So because the nace of Purim is such a very different type of nace, such a very unique nace, and such an important lesson, that even when we don't see it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands are guiding everything. Therefore, the way we praise Hashem on Purim is very different than the way we praise Hashem any other time. And therefore, we indeed say Hallel. But the Hallel is not said with the regular Hallel that we usually say. The way we recite Hallel is with saying the Megillah, representing the very unique type of nace that Purim shows and signifies.